Ayalua Ferguson, 91 years of life, love, and struggle. The long-term activist and educator, Ayalua Ferguson, wife of the former political prisoner, Herman Ferguson, has finally reached her rest. Born Constance Josephine Swan on June 28, 1932, in Brooklyn, her father, Chieftain Swan, and mother, Mary Coach, gave her a brother, Charles, and her sisters, Julia, Myra, and Gloria. When she graduated summa cum laude with an education degree from Hunter College in 1965, she began a long and distinguished career as a teacher at P.S. Foy. She found a partner in Herman Ferguson, as both opposed the racism they found in the public school system in New York. In 1967, Herman Ferguson got arrested, and she helped begin a defense committee for him and other members of the Black Brotherhood Improvement Association. In 1972, Herman went into exile in Guyana in South America, where she would join him. On June 29, 1972, the two were married, and she would take the name Ayalua. Ayalua Ferguson would continue her passion of education by becoming executive editor of the Guyana National Service Publishing Office, where she edited, wrote, and published educational materials for Guyanese students and teachers. When the couple returned to America, Ayalua would fight again for Herman's freedom. Herman would work with the late Safia Bukhari and Jaleel Montekin to found the Jericho Movement, a group fighting for the freedom of Black political prisoners. Ayalua and Herman would begin the annual Political Prisoners Tribute Dinner to bring together families of such prisoners to demonstrate that they were not alone and isolated. Ayalua and Herman retired July 2000 to go home in North Carolina. Ayalua is survived by 10 grandchildren and 13 great-grandchildren. After 91 winters, she returns to her ancestors. With love, not fear, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.